ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんにちはロンドン、こんばんはニューヨーク。
Welcome to the Japanese Children's Song Series at JapanesePod101.com. In this series, you'll learn Japanese language and culture through Japanese children's songs. Go to our site to hear full versions of the song sung by professional singer Kana Mizushima. Visit JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.
Naomi です。
Peter here.
JapanesePod101.com の童謡のレッスン9へようこそ。
Welcome to Lesson 9 of our Japanese Children's Song Series. Naomi-sensei, can you tell us the name of the song we'll be focusing on this time?
Zui Zui Zukkorobashi.
Zui Zui Zukkorobashi? Naomi-sensei, what does that even mean?
Well, you'll find out.
So, Naomi-sensei, what can you tell us about the background of this song?
This song is sung while doing hand movements.
We'll put a link to a video showing you the hand movements in the comment section, so please check it out.
Now, Naomi-sensei, the past few children's songs we've covered have been pretty simple, but this one...
Yeah, actually, the lyrics are quite difficult in this song. I didn't even know what the lyrics meant until I did some research about this song.
Let us give you some background on the song first. This song is related to a historical event in the Edo period.
Right. An event called Ochatsubo Dōchū.
One more time, Naomi-sensei.
Ochatsubo Dōchū.
Thousands of people carried a pot of very famous tea from Kyoto to the shogun in Edo, which was the old name for
Tokyo.
When they passed through an area, the people living there had to clear the way for them. And maybe the safest way for kids is just to stay inside their homes and be quiet. If they weren't, Naomi-sensei, what would have happened?
There's a good chance they might be killed.
So, it's said that this song was a warning to kids to stay at home while the tea parade was passing through. Quite dark, isn't it?
Yes, it does have a dark background story. But the lyrics of the song are written in kind of a humorous way, I think.
Okay, Naomi-sensei, if you say so. So, shall we take a look at the lyrics?
Okay.
Help, Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
I'm kind of lost after trying to decipher the lyrics.
Yes, they're pretty difficult. So let's go through them together.
What's the first line?
Zui zui zukkorobashi. Goma miso zui.
Zui zui zukkorobashi. That's the title of the song.
Right. Since this is a pretty old song, there are so many different interpretations. However, I'd say this part is there to add rhythm to the song.
It does have a nice ring to it. Zui zui zukkorobashi. And goma miso zui. Goma are sesame seeds. And miso is the miso paste. Miso paste with ground sesame seeds.
Right. But it has a hidden meaning. Goma is used to mean flattery, like apple polishing. So this part sounds like it's just talking about ground sesame seeds, but actually, they're criticizing someone for being an apple polisher.
Can we hear the line again?
Sure. Zui zui zukkorobashi. Goma miso zui.
So they're criticizing the procession carrying the tea, calling them apple polishers. Now, in the translation we have, here comes the procession of apple polishing officials. So there are a bunch of them, right?
Hai.
Okay, and the next line.
茶壺に追われてトッピンシャン。
茶壺 is a teapot, referring to the parade of people carrying tea. And 追われて means to be chased.
そうですね。And トッピンシャン is an onomatopoeia of the sound of people shutting their doors after rushing into their houses.
Can we hear the line again?
はい。茶壺に追われてトッピンシャン。
So basically, when the tea parade comes, everyone rushes into their homes. Now, in the translation we have, they are carrying the tea leaves for the shogun. So while they pass, shut all the doors and windows and hide in the house. Naomi sensei.
はい。
Next line.
抜けたらどんどこしょ。抜けたら comes from the verb 抜ける, which means to go through or pass. It refers to the parade, passing through.
Ra is the conditional that means when. So, 抜けたら means when they pass through.
どんどこしょ another onomatopoeia. どんどこ sounds like drums, doesn't it? You don't agree? Anyway, どんどこしょ has the feeling of people being more active and moving around.
Ah, so the feeling is like when the parade goes away, we can make noise.But until then, we should keep quiet.
その通りです。Exactly.
And the next line.
俵のネズミが米食ってチュー。チュー、チュー、チュ
ー。Talking about a mouse?
そうです。Right. 俵 is rice bag. ネズミ is mouse or mice. And 米 is rice. 食って is the te form of the verb 食う。Which is a rough form of 食べる, meaning to eat.
So basically, what's implied is that everyone is so quiet inside the house that you can even hear the mouse is eating grains of rice.
So, so, so. Right. The second half of the line has the onomatopoeia for a mouse's squeak. Choo, choo, choo.
That is a great onomatopoeia. Now, they can hear the mouse squeaking as well. That's how quiet it is in the house.As this tea parade is passing through. Next line?
夫さんが呼んでも、おっかさんが呼んでも。
夫さん and おっかさん sound familiar.
Yes, they should. 夫さん is お父さん。Father in modern Japanese. おっかさん is お母さん。Mother in modern Japanese.
And followed by 呼んでも。It's the te form of the verb 呼ぶ to call.Plus the particle も. Remember that the te form plus も means even if. So even if your father and mother call for you, what shouldn't you do?
行きっこなしよ.
Don't go. But the phrase, 行き something something. Okay, Naomi sensei, you're going to have to help me with this one.
Basically, as you said, it means don't go. こ here is similar to こと, thing. This such and such.こなし is often used to make a promise or confirm a promise, like, let's not do something.
So together with the first part, it means, even if your parents call for you, you shall not leave the house. Here we can see how this song is strongly warning against leaving the house under any circumstances. And the last line.
井戸の周りでお茶碗かいたの誰?
Let's break this down.
井戸の周りで Ido is a water well, and 周り means around.
So, around the water well.
お茶碗かいた. お茶碗 is a bowl, and かいた is the past tense of かく, meaning to break or to miss.
This かく doesn't mean to write, but to break.
そうです, right, different meaning.
So, お茶碗かいた means broke a bowl.
そうです。Right. If you say it in modern Japanese, that would be お茶碗を割った。
Broke a bowl. And after that we have?
の誰。誰 means who.
And the vowel is elongated for emphasis.
そうです。誰。So the phrase お茶碗かいたの誰 is the same as お茶碗を割ったのは誰 or お茶碗割った人は誰。
Who broke the bowl? So, can we hear the last line again, please?
井戸の周りでお茶碗かいたの誰?
In modern or easier Japanese.
井戸の周りでお茶碗を割った人は誰?
Who broke a bowl at the water well? So, Naomi-sensei, why are they asking this?
Well, kids are supposed to be inside their house quietly, but they heard the sound of a bowl breaking. So, someone is still out there, and they're curious, who is it?
なるほど、I see.
And this is where the lyrics end.
That was a really interesting song.
Isn't it?
I would have never guessed that it had that kind of background. So, let's have a listen to
Sakura-san の歌。
ずいずいずっころばしごま味噌ずい。茶つぼに追われてとっぴんしゃん。抜けたらどんどこしょ。俵のネズミが米くてチュー、チュー、チュー、チュー。お父さんが呼んでもお母さんが呼んでも息こなしよ。井戸の周りでお茶碗かいたのだれ。
Well?That's all the time we have for this lesson.
We hope you enjoyed this song. Let us know what you thought of it.
Yes, please leave us a comment.
Thanks for listening to this Japanese children's song series. Until next time.
じゃあまた!
Find a more detailed explanation of the lyrics at JapanesePod101.com. There, listen to the full version of this song in video format, complete with beautiful pictures of Japan. Go to JapanesePod101.com to get your free lifetime account.